What's poppin'? What's good? It's your girl Jasmine, aka Jazzo Funicio. Welcome to Living Stoic, the podcast that definitely means you are in the right place to be. Welcome, welcome, and thank you to everyone that is tuning in again. Living Stoic is a podcast about elevation, growth, the culture, the co-culture, ancestors, angels, all that. We talk about everything here. And the way I like to move forward with it is sharing my experiences and how my experiences and my lessons have definitely shown me that there is a lot of inner work that we all have to do in order for us to truly live our best life, period. I just wanted to say that today because I heard someone say it. It was just so cute. But getting right into it, today's podcast is about co-parenting. How can we co-parent and be happy? How can we co-parent, be happy, find the medium to the situation and truly get to the core to uproot anything that is keeping us from being great parents, great co-parents, and having a healthy child and replanting the seed so that we can grow something that is really beautiful, you know, outside of what they call the norm. And co-parenting isn't easy. It's something that I've been through, and it's something that a lot of my peers, I see that they're going through or they have, and it's not easy and it affects everyone differently. But something that truly has to be the main goal is the child's best interest. Okay, we're not perfect. Parents are also being raised. So it's like I've learned you are raising your child while you are still raising yourself. And depending, oh my God, do you guys hear that in the background? New York. We are super lit. Everyone is feeling the weather. Everyone is catching a vibe with their bikes. I feel like everybody got bikes and scooters. Yes. So, as I was saying, hopefully I could like distract the background a little bit with some music because they are not playing out here. As I was saying, yes, the main goal, the main apple of your eye should be your baby. Period. Your baby is it. Your baby is the reason that you even have to go through this, right? And also perhaps not making great decisions in partnerships, or things that happen. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know, and you just got to learn how to roll with it. So when I talk about how can we co-parent, even if you don't like the person, how can you co-parent? How can you make it better? And how can you really live your best life, mom or dad? You deserve to live good and you deserve to be in peace. You don't need to be stressing. And here are some ways. So first of all, everyone tries to avoid going through child support and custodial rights. But I'm going to tell you this. I've been through it, a little bit of everything. For different reasons, and I just want to give a little disclaimer on that. I'm not in that space anymore. My son's dad and I, we are in a great space. He and I, we're not perfect, but we definitely have come a long way. And I want to say it's because of me. Yep, it's because of me. Not in a narcissistic way, but it's because of me because, you know, I really have to dig deep. So in digging deep, let me let you know how I dug deep. You know, when people separate, people, we see a different side of one another. And depending on the emotions that you're going through and whatever the reasons are for separation, we lose track of realizing that whatever the reasons are, whether it be finances, whether it be falling out of love, infidelity, those reasons are your reasons that you guys are no longer together. And that's what you always need to try and focus on and recenter. You always got to bring yourself back to that center of why you guys are not together and not get so caught up in the tangible feelings of wanting to control the situation or wanting to be recognized for the position you play, the role that you're in, your stature, the caliber. Yeah, and sometimes our ego and our pride and our pain, it can get in the way of all of that. So I want to just let you know that you yourself have to do inner work. You know, you yourself have to figure out what kind of co-parenting relationship do you want? What are your boundaries? And of course, both of you need to start with communication, respect. I would say honoring one another for being the parents to this beautiful child of yours, and doing your best not to sound selfish, like it's an inconvenience to you that the other person is now restarting their life without you, and not without you in their life period, but without you in their life as their intimate other. You will always be in one another's lives, and I cannot stress that enough. You will always be. This is a forever soul contract right here. Making a child is a soul contract that the universe and God and nature and all of the cosmos are aware of, that it's two people that made this one person or persons. So with that being said, you got to keep in mind, you know, communication is key. So you got to communicate, what kind of relationship do you want, and what are your boundaries, and what are you not open to meeting, or I mean agreeing to, what you're not open to agreeing to. There are some things you don't agree with, and maybe some things take time, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. It takes time to really have a healthy co-parenting relationship, and like I said, depending on the reasons that you guys separated, and then also if you guys have respect for one another. And when I say respect, are you guys talking to each other respectfully, or are you guys always shouting, or everything that person says you feel like you feel threatened, or you feel like they're attacking you, or you feel like they're trying to play you, you know? And why do you feel like that? And vice versa, does this person feel irritated when you speak to them? And do you speak to them with respect? You know, it's something that we need to really take into thought. Yes, we need to take into thought, because we need to then strategically make a strategy for our child. And you know what comes into play? That you're gonna have to share your kid. Some people don't want to share the kid. Some people want to control their kid, because they, like, again, I have to stress it, the emotions of not understanding what's going on or how to go about it, or maybe not coming from a healthy relationship from your parents, also, you know, it gave you like, I don't want to say it. You don't know how to go about that. You never had to deal with that. Or, you know, maybe let's say one of your parents didn't really prioritize you and they separated from your parent. And then you got people that their parents never separated. So it's really hard for them to believe that they're separated now. But things in life happen, and you got to just roll with it. They're really going hard out here with these motores. Like, what's going on? So, yes. In all of that, I want to say, you can do this. You know, and it's not going to be easy. And unfortunately, sometimes people get in their own way, and you may have to go the court way. Because if there's no communication, you're going to definitely have to go to court. And that was my situation. Like, I had to go to court. And the reason I had to go to court, it's because my co-parent wasn't really trying to co-parent fairly. And then in him not co-parenting fairly, it enraged me. So it also didn't allow me to hear myself when I would be speaking to him. And the way I would speak to him would not add to the situation, because I was bringing myself down. So this is where we go into the frequencies of life, right? I was lowering my frequency because I wanted to prove a point. And what was my point? That he wasn't helping me at the time. And I needed more assistance, and I needed more accountability, because I didn't make this little boy by myself, right? And that's not the story now, but that was the story then, for whatever his reasons were. Maybe he was hurt, he was distraught, who knows, you know? Sometimes we just think about how we feel, but there's two sides to the story, and then there's the truth. And the two sides, though, that's subjective, and that just has to do with how we look at the situation. How do we look at the situation in ourselves? And then it just really comes down to one day learning how to forgive. Learning how to forgive and learning how to react differently, depending on the relationship. Now, you go through the courts. You go through the courts because you need assistance in communication. That's what it's really about, because you guys cannot come down to an agreement on finances, on the boundaries of also how you guys are going to share this child. Because like I said, this is a forever thing. Like, this doesn't end. This is till death do you part, okay? It doesn't matter if you don't want to like each other for the rest of your life. Y'all going to have to figure it out, because your kid is going to want you to be present. If you guys love your kid is going to definitely want to be present. Like, excuse me, want you both to be present at the same time in certain moments of their life. I grew up in a co-parenting house since the age of 5 or 6. And my parents did really amazing. I mean, I have my things, don't get it twisted. Like, a lot in my life that I will talk about at another time when I'm writing one of my books. But a lot of things have happened in my life, especially so young. So my parents separating was something that really, it took a toll on me. And just in the early part, like I said, there was just so many other things happening. But in my life overall, as them co-parenting, and I look at them, they did amazing. They truly respected each other to a whole nother level, that they're still good with one another. And no, my daddy don't be hitting that, okay? Because a lot of people have this misconception, and there's statistics that show that people that kind of get along, or they kind of get along, but they're still not in a healthy relationship with one another, they're sleeping together. Yeah. And then that's another thing I wanted to tell you too. If you guys are still sleeping with your co-parent but still fighting because you can't communicate, and you're just holding on to something that is over a long time ago, you're never gonna be able to come to a good agreement, and you're never gonna be able to really grow from that situation and meet someone that really values you and values your child, and just, yeah, makes you feel like you are on top of the world, because you are, you deserve to be on top of the world. So in how to co-parent with your person, communicate, respect, work on yourself, check yourself at the door, you know. Don't allow that person to control the situation or control the narrative or tell you who you are when you no longer are that person. Even if you were, you got to go about it a different way. And that includes in the language that you speak towards one another. So please understand and believe. My son's father would answer the phone after however long, you know, we were going through those early rough stages, and he wasn't so polite to me or respectful, for lack of a better word. He would pick up and would be mad rude. And it's like, you know, he didn't want to talk to me. And it wasn't because I was just like blowing his phone up and I wanted something. No, like, I could really vouch for myself. If there was anything within me, the flaw in that was my anger, my bitterness, feeling my pain and just being angry because I couldn't understand this person, and I wanted him to be what I knew, which is, let's put our things to the side and let's be parents. And yo, when people are not ready to do that, put themselves in those feelings and the confusing thoughts to the side, the pride and the ego come, and you want to control the narrative. I will say it again. You want to control the narrative, and it can't be like that. In order for you to be fair, in order for you to really have the child's best interest at heart and really have a game plan of healing together so that your child doesn't have to think about those things or even worry if he could call his mom while he's at his dad's with his dad's new girlfriend or new wife or whatever it may be, and vice versa. Like, it shouldn't be like that. You want to have a relationship with your co-parent that when you guys get to that point, or when you're there already because you're mature and you understand, yo, it's over and I'm just here for my kid and I'm gonna do when you talk to your co-parent, it should be cool. It should be cool. It shouldn't be so hard. It shouldn't be with so much anger and frustration. And if it is, then, you know, set the boundaries so that you know when to call and when not to call. Or, you know, you text. Sometimes some people need to text. Although I would say this, texting, as we know, communications 101, texting and emailing are not the best ways of communicating with people. So you got to be very careful with how you send it, because people add tones and they view it subjectively themselves with a perception, and they can misunderstand everything. So a FaceTime is usually good, but I know a lot of people would think that's too much. That's how I get down. Me and my son's dad, I FaceTime him, especially because we're both really assertive people. I guess I'm aggressive too, right? I'm the aggressive one. I said he's aggressive. We're both really strong people. And I just felt like I needed to see his face. So he needed to see my face. And it's something I learned in communications when I took the class in school, that it's better to see face to face, because then you can see this person's facial expressions and you could get more of in tune of the energy between one another, because we can misconstrue how we read things, especially if we're not in the right state of mind, right state of emotion, right state of spirit, you know. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Like, that will make it a healthy co-parenting relationship. If you can dig deep within yourself and see, am I the one that perhaps maybe I'm asking questions that are inappropriate? Maybe I am being sarcastic. Maybe I am just really messed up right now, and I need more time. I need to let this person know I need time to speak to them. Because sometimes you need days without speaking to someone. And also setting the boundaries of when is a good time to speak. And sometimes, like I said, maybe the FaceTime is too much. Maybe you guys need to meet at a public place where you could just walk around. And if your child is younger, they could be there. And if they're old enough, they can understand. Then of course not, then, you know, leave them with their grandma or something, and move forward that way, you know, communicate that way. But definitely not over a text message or email or voice notes could come later, but you know, it could get kind of crazy. But yeah, and child support and custody, I just want to let you know the way the system works, at least here in New York, but it seems like it's just the United States. But the way child support works, they make it very hard for you. They make it very hard for you. And depending on the co-parent and how the co-parent's attitude is in regards to supporting their child, and they're not selfish or maybe broke. Because when they broke, when people are broke, it makes them upset to have to, I don't know, take care, responsibility, depending on the broke type of person. But if they're like broke on purpose, because come on, if you're a parent, you know you got no room to be broke. Like, you could be poor, but you can't be broke. You know, like, there's a difference with that. And there are some people that they're just flat out horrible. They're just horrible. They are. They're not who you think they were, or they were who you thought they were, and you still took a chance and you played yourself. And that's okay. You're forgiven. Let it go. There's no karma on that, you know, and whatever your fears are in regards to that, just address it out loud and give it to the universe. That's all I could tell you, but don't stress it. Do what you got to do. And when it comes to custody is another one. That one is crazy too. Trust me. And I just want to let you know, whoever thinks that they don't have joint custody here in America, you have joint custody of your child once your child is born, and if you are on that birth certificate. And I believe even if you're not on that birth certificate, you definitely have shared custody. But I don't, I want to take it back. Definitely, if you're on the birth certificate, 100.1%, you guys have joint custody. So there's no, like, there's no talk about that. So when people try to hold that over other people's head, like, oh, I'm gonna take you to court for, you already got joint custody. What are you gonna take them to court for joint custody? You already have. Now, if you have to put restrictions on the joint custody, that's a different story. That's something you could definitely do. That is something I would recommend that you do if that's what you need to do. In the beginning, like I said, it could get really crazy and the communication can be lacking in respect and then honor. Therefore, you need a mediator. Oh, and then once it becomes healthy, because I hope that everyone listening right now is understanding that there are levels to everything. You gotta mourn the situation, which is the relationship and the ending of what you thought was the forever and all. But you gotta twist it, because the forever and all was the soul contract that you created in your womb with this beautiful child of yours. You gotta push through. And you gotta do better. So, yeah. Kind of lost topic over there. They're making so noise. It's making so much noise. So, yes. It gets better. And then one of you become the mediator more than the other person. There's always one that's always more elevated, guys. You know? Listen, it's a true blessing if you both could be there. But there's always just... I think there's always one. There's always the moms. I'm just kidding. There are really good men out there, and I want to say shout out to all my kings and shout out to all my queens that are holding it down, that are really showing up, and that are really pushing through. This one is for you in the background. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was the motorist again. So I hope this helped. I hope that this resonates with someone, even if it helps someone. One, that's more than enough for me. And just know that you got this and you can do this. And also when it comes to the step-parent thing, get down pack communicating first. Get down pack how you guys are going to be sharing time with your child separate. And if you could come together sometimes, like even if it's just for an hour at the park, that's cool too. Very healthy. And do not get with anyone that tells you it is not normal to get along with your co-parent. That person is definitely hating, and that person is not on a level that is deserving of you. Because anyone with you is going to want the best relationship for you with your co-parent and anyone that you care about, anyone in your life that is significant and that you have to truly work on the relationship to make sure that it's healthy. So just keep that in mind. Each one teach one. You already know, Living Stoic. You can check out my Instagram. It's Jasmine_G__. You can also check out my jewelry page, my gemstones and crystal healing and beautiful, beautiful, stunning pieces. I have a whole bunch of custom-made, handmade pieces, and I also have other type of pieces of gemstones and bracelets that you can check out. And my Instagram there is Stoic_gems, which is STOIC_GEMS. And I hope to see you guys soon. I hope to hear from you. And I hope that this definitely resonates with someone today. And always, love you. Peace, peace, peace.